Hai. Hi, Kiki. Can you hear me?
Hi, teacher.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Good. So, good afternoon, Kiki. So, my name is Teacher Yana, and it's nice to meet you. How are you, Kiki?
I'm fine.
Oh, have you eaten your lunch?
Yes.
All right, that's good to know. All right. So since we still have 2 minutes before the class, so Kiki, how was your weekend? Is it good? How's your weekend? Oh, so what did you do? Yeah, last weekend. Yeah, yesterday and last Saturday.
Play phone.
Oh, you played with your phone. All right. Online game?
No.
Oh. Are you surfing the internet? Like scrolling on Facebook, Instagram, like that? Or watching videos?
Watch video.
Oh, I see. In YouTube? Or in Netflix? In YouTube? Not
yeah.
Really. Oh, all right. Okay. And aside from playing with your phone, Kiki, what else did you do?
Write homework.
Oh, so you did your homework yesterday. All right. Okay. I think that one is good. And did you also watch movies? Yeah, let's say watch TV.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's good to know. Okay. By the way, Kiki, what grade are you in now? Grade 11th grade or 10th grade? 12? Senior high school?
Yes.
Oh, so you are already in senior high. Okay, that's good to know. So anyway, Kiki, since it's already time, welcome to our class and welcome to live talk. So today we are gonna have GPT. So which means you are going to answer different questions in our class today. All right, so before that, let's have the class rules first. So number one, make sure your headset is working. Try to speak loudly. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. Four, you are welcome to ask questions. Five, tell me if I speak too fast or too slowly. Okay.
Okay.
And 6, respect your teacher and classmates. 7, you have the choice to be seen or not on the screen. All right. So, yeah, we are going to have the GPT. So let's have the learning goals. So number 1, you are going to gain listening skills and improve question comprehension. 2, gain sentence structure effectiveness and improve article comprehension. 3, learn the key points of pronunciation and the intonation scenarios. All right, are you ready, Kiki?
Yes.
All right, let's start. So for our first part, in here, you are going to answer 7 questions in this section. All right, and you are going to answer each question within 15 seconds. So I have a timer in here and I am going to read the question twice. And after I repeat it twice, you are going to answer within 15 seconds. Okay?
Okay.
Let's start. Okay, so let's have a question number 1. Kiki, what do you like to do on weekends? What do you like to do on weekends? Your timer starts now. Yes.
I play phone on weekend.
I like, come again. What do you like to do on weekends? I like
play phone on weekend.
Oh, so you say I like play phone on weekend. All right, okay, so let's analyze your answer, okay? So in here, this one is lacking, so we will put two. Okay, I like to play phone on weekends, okay, Kiki?
Okay.
Yes, and also we have another way of saying this one. So we can say, I like playing phone on weekends. Okay, so you can either answer to play, you have the word to play, or playing. Okay, all okay. Right, so just playing phone, what else do you like to do on weekends, Kiki? Just play phone.
Yes.
Oh, I see. So, all right. So, this one is correct. But if you also have other things that you like during the weekend, so you can also add it in here. Okay, Kiki?
Okay.
Yeah. So, for example, listening to music. So, you can also have that one. So, you can say, I like to play phone and listening to music on weekends. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, good job, Kiki. So, I am going to show you our question number one. So, this is what I have asked you earlier. So, what do you like to do on weekends? Also, I have here an example answer for question number one. All right, so let's read, Kiki. I like
to shopping on weekends. I go shopping at
department stores. Yes, I
really
spend
our shopping with my sister.
Okay, very good. So earlier you said that you like to play phone, right? What do you like to play on that phone, Kiki? Do you play games in your phone or not?
No.
So what do you like to do? Surfing the internet? Okay, so you can have, you said earlier that you like to watch videos, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can have that one. So you can say, I like to play phone. Or you can say, I like to play with my phone on weekends. You can say also, I watch videos. What kind of videos, Kiki? Funny videos. All right, so you can have I watch funny videos on YouTube. Okay, we can have this one. All right, so we can have this example answer. So let's read, Kiki. I like
to play with my phone on weekends.
I watch
videos on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah. Is it on YouTube?
Yes.
All right. So you can have that one. Okay. So in here, we've already expand our answer. So like, what do you watch or what do you do with your phone on weekends? All right, good job, Kiki. Next, let's proceed to question number two. All right. So in here, Kiki, I want you to listen. So I am going to say the question twice, and after that, you are going to answer. Okay, Kiki, how did you get to school yesterday? How did you get to school yesterday? Your timer starts now. Yes. Did you go to school yesterday?
No.
Okay, so you can also answer that one. Okay, so how? How did you go to school yesterday? So since yesterday is Sunday, so you can say, no, I didn't. Go to school yesterday because it was Sunday. Okay, but you can say, I usually go to school. Okay, how do you go to school, Kiki? Do you walk to school, or do you ride a bus to school, or do you ride a scooter? Yeah, which one? Do you ride a car to school?
By car.
Okay, so we can have that one. So, but I usually go to school by car. Okay, so we can have this answer, all right? So Kiki, how did you get to school yesterday? Let's read.
No,
we can have since the answer is not answerable by yes or no, so we can have that one. All right, so let's read. How did you go to school yesterday, Kiki?
I didn't go to school yesterday because was Sunday. But usually go to school by car.
Okay, good. All right. So since yesterday is Sunday, so we can have this answer. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, good job, Kiki. Now, let's proceed to the example. Okay, so this is my question for number two. So, how did you get to school yesterday? So, here is an example. Let's read Kiki, example answer.
I bus to school. There were many people on the bus. I
felt
tired during the bus ride.
Okay, good. All right. But our answer, your answer earlier, that one is also correct. Because yes, yesterday was Sunday. So it's all right. It's all right. Okay, good. So now let's proceed to question number three. All right. Are you ready, Kiki?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to... Kiki, are you nearsighted? Are you nearsighted? Your timer starts now. Yes. Can you see clearly if you are near in something, or can you see clearly if you are far from something? Yeah. Yes. Okay, so I am going to explain to you what is nearsighted. is it your first time hearing the word nearsighted? Nearsighted, this one. Nearsighted. Is it your first time?
No.
Yeah, do you know what is nearsighted already?
No.
Okay, so when we say nearsighted, it means, so if you can, if you are going to describe a person that is nearsighted, it means that he can see things clearly if he is near to the object. Okay? Object. And he can't clearly, or let's say objects that are far, he can see it clearly because they are blurry. Yeah, so when we say nearsighted, Kiki, it means that he can see things clearly if he is near. So that is the meaning of nearsighted. For example, I have this bottle. So I can see it clearly if it's near to me. But if it's far, it's blurry. It means I can see the words clearly, something like that. Okay? So, Kiki, are you nearsighted? It means, can you see things clearly if it's near to you?
Clock.
Okay. Clock. This one?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I am going to have this one. Wait for a while. Okay. So we actually have two. Okay, wait for a while. Okay, this one. Okay, so when we say nearsighted, okay, so let me explain again what is nearsighted. Nearsighted. Okay. So when we say nearsighted, okay, we have two actually. Farsighted. Okay, so we have nearsighted and farsighted. So when we say nearsighted, it means that he can see clearly if the thing is near to him. Okay, that is nearsighted, okay? And when we say farsighted, it means he can see clearly if the thing is far from him. All right, so which one is you, Kiki? Nearsighted or farsighted? Okay. Without wearing your glasses. For example, Kiki, if you won't wear your eyeglasses. So which one is you? Nearsighted or farsighted? So without wearing your glasses. So if you are going to take it off, take off your eyeglasses. So can you see things? Can you see things clearly if it's near, Kiki? Yes or no?
No.
No. How about if far? Far. Can you see things clearly? Yes or no?
No.
No as well. Okay, so you are either of the two. So you can see things clearly if you are wearing your glasses. Am I right?
Yes.
All right. So my question was here. Are you nearsighted? So you've said that you aren't, right? So we can say, okay, so you can answer no. Yes. No. So you've said you are not nearsighted, correct? So, yes, nearsighted. Okay, so no, but I wear, yeah, glasses. You mentioned no, no, but my eyes can see things clearly. So, okay, you can say that's why I wear glasses. Okay, you can eyeglasses. That's why I wear eyeglasses so that, yes, so that I can see things well. Okay, so we can have this example answer. Okay, let's read. Kiki, are you nearsighted?
But my eyes can't see things
clearly.
That's why I wear eyeglasses so that I can see things well.
Things well. All right. Okay. So next, let's have the example answer that we have in here. Let's read, Kiki.
Yes, I wear glasses. If I take off my glasses, I can't see well. I think I should do something to make my eyes healthy.
Okay, good. All right. So usually, people who are nearsighted, usually they wear eyeglasses, since they can see things clearly, but those that are far from them, they can see it. So that's why most of the people who are nearsighted usually wear eyeglasses, so that they can see things even though it is far away from them. All right. So now let's have question number 4. Okay, Kiki, what country do you want to visit? What country do you want to visit? Your timer starts now. Yes, what country do you want to visit?
Singapore.
Oh, so you say, I want.
I want
to
visit.
What country? Singapore, right?
Singapore.
Yeah, I want to visit Singapore. Because why?
Because
why do you want to visit Singapore?
My idol is from here.
Oh, because my idol. Okay. My idol. Oh, is from Singapore. All right. Okay. Aside from your idol is from Singapore. Okay. What else do you know about Singapore, Kiki? Yeah, it's from there. Yeah. I want to visit Singapore because my idol is from there. Also, yeah. Do you think Singapore is a good country?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So aside from good, I also heard that Singapore is one of the cleanest country. Yeah. So we can also add that one. Also, I learned. I heard that the country is good and very clean. All right, so yes, Kiki, what country do you like to visit? Let's read. Let's read your answer. What country do you like to visit, Kiki? I want.
Teacher, I can see your.
Oh, yeah, sorry. How about that one? Can you see it now? Not? Okay, wait for a while. Okay. How about this? Can you see it now? Oh, what happened?
No.
Okay. Can you see it? The question?
No.
Not? Okay, let me share again. Okay, how about this?
Okay.
All right. Okay, yeah. The sentence that I wrote, it's missing. All right, let me add that one. Okay, so one more time again, Kiki, what country do you want to visit? So you said that I want to visit Singapore because my idol is from there. Also, I heard that the country is good and very clean. Okay, let's read, Kiki. What country do you want to visit?
I want to visit Singapore, but my idol is from there.
Okay, you say because?
I heard that country is good and very clean.
Okay, good. All right, Kiki. So that would be the last question that I'm going to ask you for our class today. Since we don't have enough time, so that would be all for our lesson today, Kiki. Thank you so much for listening and also for sharing your answers on the questions that I asked you to you earlier, all right? And by the way, you did a good job, a job well done today for answering the questions, okay? Thank you, Kiki, and see you again next time. Bye.